Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished participants. Let me thank you on behalf of the Ministry of Environmental Protection and Agriculture of Georgia for the opportunity to share our experience and perspectives regarding reporting under SDG Indicator 6.5.2. I would like to highlight that cooperation with our neighboring countries in the field of water resources management is critical to achieve a good ecological status condition of transboundary waters. The reporting methods linked with the indicator and the convention help us to strengthen and promote such collaboration. We have actively participated in the whole reporting cycle, recognizing the importance of this reporting. As a good example of transboundary cooperation, I would like to draw your attention to the Protocol of Intention between the Ministry of Environmental Protection and Agriculture of Georgia and the Ministry of Ecology and Natural Resources of the Republic of Azerbaijan, signed in Tbilisi on December 2022, and the main following areas of cooperation have been identified. Exchange of information on the occurrence and hazardous hydrometeorological and geological events, reassessment, monitoring, and study of geological conditions of groundwater basins in border regions, facilitation of training sessions, workshops, and knowledge sharing activities in the field of geology, hydrometeorology, and climate change. It's also very important. This protocol also includes the exchange of information on early warning system, also preparation of joint forecast of the flow on transboundary rivers, Kura, Alazani, and Rioni. It should be mentioned that for strengthening the transboundary cooperation, it's essential for us, and I think not only for us, to establish and maintain the quality and reliability of national data, which may then be shared with riparian countries. Adoption of a unified approach for data collection and analysis with neighbouring countries is also very important. So we are very grateful to the EU for Environment, Water Resources and Data Programme, EU funded programme, which supports us to strengthen the national monitoring capacity. One challenge should be mentioned is that there is no financial commitment between two countries, and advances in transboundary cooperation are highly dependent on external support. And finally, I would like to thank the custodian agencies, UNEC and UNESCO, for your kind assistance during the reporting process, for your feedback, and I'd like to note that this reporting really encourages us to further strengthen transboundary cooperation. I thank you.